God of all the ages, give us the vision to look beyond ourselves, to stand with the great ancestors of our faith, with all the unnamed ordinary folk who have shown love to the loveless, welcomed the stranger, spoken out for justice and righteousness. Help us to be people of integrity and give us a vision of your glory, where the wilderness will be filled with joy and gladness, thanksgiving and the voice of song. Amen. There are surprisingly few days that our Anglican tradition insists that we celebrate outside of Christmas and Easter, and All Saints is one of them. It's one of the oldest celebrations in the life of the church. It started in the 4th century, where it was placed in the church calendar on the Sunday after the celebration of Pentecost. So we celebrated the giving of the Holy Spirit, and then the following week we remembered those to whom we are united in Christ through the gift of the Holy Spirit. Then in the 8th century, a pope dedicated a chapel at St. Peter's in Rome to All Saints on the 1st of November. And within a century in Britain, they were celebrating All Saints on that day. Paul, when he speaks to the church in Corinth, greets them as those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints. A saint is one who has been made holy. The day, as I'm sure you know, used to be known as All Hallows, remembering those who have been hallowed or made holy. And All Hallows' Eve was simply the eve before the day, like Christmas Eve before Christmas Day, and it became Halloween. This isn't a day for the big guns. This is the day when we remember all the faithful people who ran their race with perseverance and faith, whose names are known to God, even if they're forgotten by us. Saints who chose to live in godly ways when other ways may have been easier. Saints who shared their faith with others who may not have wanted to listen. Saints who lived and died affirming Jesus is Lord amongst others who did not care. We remember them because it's from them that the faith has been shared with us, just as it's from us that the faith is shared with the generations to come. Nameless missionaries who dedicated their lives sharing God's love in remote, often hostile areas of the world. Those who sat with dying people and cared for people who were ill. All who lost their lives when their places of worship were bombed, and their families who continued to meet and worship. All those families who bow their heads together thanking God for their meal, asking it to be a blessing to their bodies and them a blessing to others. People in our community, us, who have faithfully gone about changing the lives of others with their words, their help, their hugs, and their prayers. The lectionary creators specifically chose today's readings to enhance our understanding of All Saints' Day. So, what is it that they say to us about the saints? Daniel, at first glance, may seem to be a strange choice, but Daniel is ultimately a story about the struggle between good and evil. The four beasts at the beginning of the reading today represented the four kingdoms of that era: the Babylonians, the Medes, the Persians, and the Greeks. But today, we're less concerned about the fate of the kingdoms than we are about the fate of the people of God, the holy ones of the Most High, who will, the attendant says in the final verse, receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, forever and ever. Daniel was written at a time when faithful people of God bore much suffering for that faith, and he wanted to assure them, and he does to us today, that God is in control and that when conflict passes, it will be God's people who will remain. Now, our beasts today may not be kingdoms, though they are for many of our brothers and sisters who live with persecution for their faith. But we don't have to look far to see our own beasts. The secrets laid bare by the current Royal Commission into the abuse of children will change the face of the church forever. And it should. However, it will not lessen the holiness of all the faithful saints we remember today who put their lives in God's hands. They will receive the kingdom and possess it forever. This is because they, as we, are made holy by God's love. This love, Paul tells us in Ephesians, forgives us through Jesus of all of the unholy things that we have done, and therefore makes us clean. It binds us together to be a family, to be adopted as children, so we are connected to all the saints through time and place, by family ties, by love. In our world where the individual reigns supreme, Paul also reminds us that our faith is lived in community. It's very hard to love and be loved alone. And as Jesus tells us in Luke's gospel today, the life of a saint is a life of blessings and woes. For a saint is someone who lives by faith, whatever the heartaches and the hurdles of life. They also remain committed in the good times and the easy times, because then it is all too easy for our spiritual lives to falter. Jesus is speaking with his disciples here, with those who know him. He speaks to those who know that they will need God and who understand that life isn't meant to be lived flying spiritually solo. Those who know that they are poor, that they're hungry, who weep, who have experienced hatred and exclusion because of their faith. But Jesus also anguishes over those who don't know what it is they lack. They don't know that they're never truly fulfilled without being filled by Christ's Spirit, who, even though they seem to have everything now, wonder what the emptiness is inside. How do we live our lives as saints? By looking to God in all things, in the blessings and the struggles in life. By letting love rule in all things, love rather than retaliation. By being generous in all things, in our love, our blessings, our prayers, our possessions, and our actions. When you think about it, Jesus doesn't seem to be advocating the safe suburban life that many of us know. Those who struggle now will receive. That is, of course, a good news story. But those who are satisfied with everything they have now, the suburban dream perhaps, are really, he says, to be pitied because they have missed the point of life, the power of love. A saint is someone through whom we see Christ, who by their life witness, we can see God's promises to be able to bear all that life brings and to hope always for God's future. Saints' lives are usually messy and awkward because that's what life is, with joyous times as well as painful times. And what makes them so real is that we can see that sometimes they stumble and Jesus helps them to get up and try again. And so today we're encouraged by knowing that we are blessed when our spirit aches, when our pain leads us to God for comfort. We are blessed when we long for something more in life, for we can see beyond the distractions to God's true wealth. We're blessed when we know we need God, for we're closer to the truth than the world wants us to know. God's kingdom is not only a place, it's a way of being. It's a way of living that witnesses God's love for all. To live in God's kingdom is to live in the truth that no matter what happens, nothing can separate us from God. That is the life of a saint. To in life, in death, and in life beyond death, God is with us. We are not alone. And so, on this All Saints' Day, let's take a few moments to remember before God those saints who are no longer with us, whom we loved, through whom we saw God's kingdom, who encouraged us through life, and who shared their faith with us. Holy God, we surrender to you all these saints whom we have named and commend them to your everlasting care. Embrace them in your loving arms so that, empowered by your Spirit, this great cloud of witnesses may continue to inspire and guide us by their legacy and their love. Amen.